Now, Sydney's award-winning Cherry Blossom Festival is due to begin this Friday at the Auburn Japanese Gardens. It's a 10-day festival. It's going to be running over two weekends, all in honour of the bloom period of the cherry blossom tree. Organisers at Cumberland Council have a calendar full of activities for us to look forward to, including cherry blossoms galore, international musicians, sumo wrestling, and even a Japanese pop-up bar. I have Amanda Moran, the event coordinator from Cumberland Council, on the line to tell us a little bit more about the must-sees at this year's festival. Amanda, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, the festival kicks off this Friday with a very special opening night called Yozakura. Could you tell us a little bit about what that means and what we can expect to see?
Yeah, sure. Yozakura means night viewing and it's quite popular in Japan, so it's something we decided to introduce actually just last year. And this year we're lighting up the cherry arbor, which is the most popular part of the gardens with all the cherry blossoms. And we're hosting a Japanese tribute band to ABBA called ABBAN, who we discovered on the stages of Fuji Rock. So we're really excited to see them.
I love that. I am so on board. So cherry blossoms, they're a very sacred tree in Japan, and the viewing and celebration of the tree is Japanese custom. Could you tell us a bit about the cultural significance of the cherry blossom tree?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's actually not the official flower of Japan, but they call it the unofficial flower. And it kind of represents, I suppose, the transience and beauty of life. The cherry blossom only is in bloom for about 2 weeks a year, and they celebrate it with hanami, which is kind of like picnicking with your family under the blossom. So it's a very special time.
And so as well as the cherry blossoms, what other events and activities are planned for the festival?
Well, the cherry blossoms are definitely the favourite thing. But during the day, I think the second favourite is probably all the food that we offer there. So we have a fusion of Japanese food and food vendors that are making things to the theme of cherry blossoms. So there's heaps of different things to try. And we've got cherry blossom burgers and Tokyo hot dogs and lots of different festival foods. Now, the popular thing is stadium sumo, where we actually have sumo wrestling in the gardens. And I think this year the most popular feedback we've had is our new attraction, which is Hello Kitty.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
And one of the festival's focuses is to bring together Australian and Japanese cultures. How do you guys go about doing this?
What we do is we bring together, just say with the food I was talking about before, so we have a lot of Australian providers, but what they try to do is a fusion of what they usually sell with a Japanese theme. So we have someone like the Hard Style Kitchen that does American Southern slow cooking food, but they're using Japanese spices and miso paste to actually slow cook their beef and things in. So that should be really interesting. And it just makes for some really interesting flavors. There was this great feedback that I heard from someone who had come to the Cherry Blossom Festival and said, there's nothing quite like walking through the Japanese garden and hearing a kookaburra in the background.
Yeah, that sounds like definitely a unique experience.
That's right.
And just before I let you go, if somebody out there, if we do have a bit of a green thumb, are there going to be any insider tips on how to create your own Japanese garden?
Yes, there will be. So you should definitely come along to Garden Day with Costa from Gardening Australia. And we have with him a bonsai master who's flying in from Melbourne to do some bonsai workshops. We have the ladies from the Ikebana Australia who are doing floral arrangements, things like that. So definitely come along to that day.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Amanda, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
That was Amanda Moran, events coordinator at Cumberland Council, having a chat with us about this upcoming Cherry Blossom Festival. It is happening this Friday. It's kicking off at Auburn Japanese Gardens.